Wellington Mayor Andy Foster appears to have ambushed many of his colleagues with his announcement of an independent review into council governance. He says bitter factional infighting and negative media have led the public to lose confidence in councillors' ability to govern. And now has now raised ministerial eyebrows. Ruth Hill reports.
At this morning's council meeting, Mayor Andy Foster told councillors their very public spats, including those over the fate of the now-closed Central Library building, have undermined public confidence. He says local government minister Nanaia Mahusha has ruled out appointing a Crown Commissioner for now, but has clearly signalled she expects them to sort it out.
I want us all, as elected representatives, to seize this moment, dispel the current atmosphere of rancour and partisanship, and move to a position where we can make better decisions and focus on what really matters.
Mr. Foster asked councillors to stand and show their support, which they all did. However, the show of unity didn't last long, with several councillors taking to Twitter to complain about the lack of warning. Councillor Iona Pannett, a Green Party member, says she'd rather concentrate on the big issues facing the city, like ageing infrastructure and the housing shortage.
Look, I'm disappointed to see this review being sprung on us like this. There has been no discussion about it. Council essentially is sovereign, you know, in terms of the city, that we do have the rights to make decisions and we need to do our job. There have been some issues, but those can be resolved internally.
A councillor at the other end of the political spectrum, Sean Rush, says he personally thinks the interest shown by the minister was unnecessary.
It's a bit of an odd thing. I'm very happy to have the independent review, but to suggest, as is the narrative, that we're dysfunctional, suggests that democracy can't work.
Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons, a Labour Party member, says she wholeheartedly welcomes the review.
I think there's deep problems across the council and we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make the important urgent decisions in the interests of Wellington. But we can't see this further remove elected members and residents from decision making. We need more local democracy, not less. So that's the basis on which I'm entering into this review.
Andy Foster issued a statement saying he and the councillors would front a media conference this afternoon on the review, but several councillors said they'd not been invited. In the end, the mayor walked in, flanked by three councillors, Deputy Mayor Sarah Free, Diane Calvert, who chairs the Finance, Audit and Risk Committee, and Northern Ward Councillor Malcolm Sparrow, while Councillor Simon Wolfe perched awkwardly to the side and Councillor Pannett took a chair at the back of the room. Mr. Foster batted away questions about whether councillors' non-attendance indicates he doesn't have their backing for the review.
I asked them to stand, 15 people stood, to say that they support this. I think all of our councillors recognise that we have some significant governance issues and that we need to resolve those. This is a way of doing that.
Mr. Foster rejected criticism the review is unnecessary and a waste of taxpayers' money. He said damaging leaks were undermining trust and the council couldn't function that way.
So we have confidential meetings and, hey presto, the information is in the public arena. Sometimes within minutes of council's been given it. So that is not the way. If there is something you want to share with councillors and you want to share it with them, that is a way to completely destroy your ability to do that. And that is a fundamental issue for us as a council.
Divisions within the council were highlighted in a marathon meeting last Thursday over the long-term plan, at which many councillors accused the mayor of springing last-minute changes on them and rushing through a decision on the library. Councillor Tamitha Paul says Mr. Foster is mixing up governance and politics, and this review is unlikely to fix either.
There are some serious process issues and transparency issues, and that was demonstrated in the meeting on Thursday, and the fact that so many councillors didn't actually know what they were agreeing to. But there are also political issues which the mayor referenced in terms of that partisanship, and I think that's something that comes with the territory and that he should probably be used to after being on council for so long.
Tamitha Paul says politics are muddying things, but the underlying problem is poor process. Andy Foster says the review can start as soon as the reviewer is appointed and the terms of reference decided, and he's keen for that to happen as soon as possible. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.